This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. Department of the Interior is suing a Fort Collins-based water company over a ruptured culvert that damaged parts of Rocky Mountain National Park. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Federal officials say Water Supply and Storage Company is responsible for the 2017 rupture at Grand River Ditch that led to extensive erosion within Rocky Mountain National Park. It damaged more than 2 acres of forests, streams, and wetlands. The culvert was constructed in the 1890s to move water to the Front Range. The complaint asks for Grand River Ditch to be condemned and sold to help pay for the damages. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs City Council has given preliminary approval to increase the number of goats allowed in city limits. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more.
Since 2014, Colorado Springs residents have been allowed 2 goats. Now, that might jump to 4 after requests from residents to broaden opportunities for urban agriculture. Mayor John Suthers opposes the idea, citing smell, noise, and general annoyance. But the council disagreed and voted unanimously Tuesday to change the city's goat ordinance. A final vote is scheduled for mid-March. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A federal judge says NFL coach Brian Flores can push forward with discrimination claims against the Denver Broncos, the New York Giants, the Houston Texans, and the NFL. Flores sued, saying the league was rife with racism, particularly in its hiring and promotion of black coaches. He sued after he was fired by Miami, where he led the Dolphins to a 24-25 record over 3 years. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up, it's Here and Now.